100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon at home, although who knows for how long. It's been a rough few weeks, to say the least. But I'm here, and it's a new year. Happy New Year to everyone who uses that particular calendar. And how about a weekly challenge? This is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And you came up with a bunch of stories on the topic of horror on the subway. And it looks like we've got Tom back. Welcome, night person. So, it's great to have everyone here. Let's see if we can make it through the year together and many more. Let's see, are we ready for the story? Yes, we are. I'll go ahead and get the story started, and I'll meet up with you when they're all done. How's that sound?
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and this is my story called Mornington Crescent for the horror on the subway theme. So here we go. Two platforms lured them away, promising an escape from the crush of bodies on the Northern Line, down just 66 steps. Phones had stopped working, so no one knew the first explosion had been reported at Euston. They'd felt it as it rocked the station. Six panic attacks started northbound. Southbound, someone started to scream. Later, the smell of charred flesh would creep down the tunnel. Some had jumped, the precipice of the platform edge providing temporary relief, then a respite on the train tracks, until the 8:20 arrived on time for the first time in a week. Thanks for listening and Happy New Year. See you soon. Bye.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story, Horror on the Subway. We heard it long before it came into view. A discordant, metallic grating that set one's teeth on edge, echoing eerily through the subway tunnels and corridors. As we drew closer, the sound of tortured human voices could be discerned amongst the sounds of destruction, wails and stomach-churning moans and groaning. The occasional shrieking scream pierced the air. Grimly, we continued forward, fearful of what lay ahead, but steely in our resolve. As we turned towards the platform, the full horror assailed us. A busker quartet, violin, tambourine, and three dreadful voices massacring candle in the wind. Truly horrifying. That's me done for today and for this year, so have a happy new year, folks, and may the next one bring you lots of good things. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Never Return. It has been nearly three quarters of a century, but his presence is still felt. From Kendall Station to Scalais Square, the ghostly face behind the window. Some say they can hear his moans. Others, the icy touch of his hand as he sails past the platform. All agree the presence of the ethereal sandwich floating in the train chills the bone, a horror in the subway. The man who never returned is not alone. That car is filled with the souls of every MTA administrator. They will ride forever beneath the streets of Boston and never return. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Horror on the Subway was the title of her latest book, a massive success. The aliens assisting the newest rotation of settlers were huge fans. When they realized she was visiting the base, they spent days putting out arrows. We laughed because the base was pretty easy to find, and the arrow system was simply chaotic. No one saw it coming. Her ship did some odd twists and turns till it just vanished. Those arrows weren't showing the way. They seized the controls. Where is she? The aliens whistled distractedly, a skill they had recently picked up from us humans. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Torabra Zoino here. A happy new year to everyone, and a story about horror on the subway. In 1976, the Swiss artist H.R. Giger visited London, desiring to explore the disused underground stations. His guide was one Henry Cottonwood, a staff member who had worked at some of them. Cottonwood found Giger disturbing, but with good grace showed him around Down Street, Trafalgar, and others. But at British Museum, something happened of which he would never speak. He retired early and never again ventured below ground. 3 years later, the film Alien appeared, famously designed by Giger. On seeing an advertising poster, Cottonwood yelled, "They've escaped," running headlong into the traffic. He was fatally run over.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Take my advice, and never take the last train. I'm not trying to frighten you, and I'm only advising you for your own safety, I promise. It's not because you're likely to run into any gang members, muggers, or druggies. You won't find any of those, stupid enough to catch the last train, no matter how desperate they might be. They know better. It's not tired drivers sacrificing safety for speed, ignoring red lights in their haste to end their shift. No, never take the last train, because that's the train that I take. And I prefer to travel alone.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 871 with a prompt of horror on the subway. I'm hoping Lawrence is home safely from the hospital. I think he must be. A lot of 100-word stories started appearing again in my feed. Anyway, Stay healthy, Lawrence. Have a happy new year. And here's my story. Bilbert walked with Sabrina out of the movie theater. Sabrina smiled at him.
Thanks for inviting me to a movie. I think this was my very first date.
Bilbert swallowed hard, knowing her grandmother probably followed close behind.
Yeah, this was fun. But I expected the movie to be about a sarin gas attack, or maybe a mass shooting.
Sabrina nodded.
Yeah, but still, it was freaky when the passenger cars began to fill up with Beanie Babies. I mean, where were they coming from?
Bilbert agreed.
Really? I was worried. I'm just glad they eventually saved the cat.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
On major holidays, the Transit Authority waives fares for the trains. It's great for all the people wanting to go downtown for the lights and store window watching and all. But it's also great for the people living on the streets, looking for a place to stay warm. At every train and bus station, the cops come in and clear those people off, sometimes sending them to a shelter, other times just tossing them out on the street again, where they make their way back on eventually. And then there's the dead ones. They're fed to the beast under Track 12.
And I think that's it for this week. Horror on the Subway was the topic. You know, a perfect New Year's resolution kind of sentiment thing. Just like Christmas was a bunch of who knows what. God, a pick two of all sorts of crazy stuff. But that's what you've come to expect from this podcast, from this project, this collaboration of, well, is it collaboration? Or are we just going off in different directions? I don't know. But the next topic is horror on the subway. So after you put up some comments about other people's work, let them know, hey, it's cool. Although I rarely see comments on the site. Maybe a kismet is killing them all. I don't know. But know that I'm enjoying your stuff, and I guess there are more people out there enjoying it. Although there's one person who left a comment during last week's, I was in the hospital for complications from gastric, what is it, something. They ruled out a bunch of things. Ruled out cancer, that's good. No need to do a walk of life or whatever that thing for me. It's looking weird, but, you know, keep a food log, keep a this, keep a that. Things change. Take the right meds. Meds do this. Other conditions do that. So we'll see. We'll see. But it has been a pleasure hosting this for all this time, seeing what y'all come up with, and I really would like to keep doing it. Believe me, the alternative is unpleasant, but we all face what we face. So we'll see. And let's see, what else? Did I say the topic is exposed? Yeah, we post those on the site and et cetera. And I'm going to go ahead and take the previous one down. Edit post, move to trash, boom. So the main page will update in a little bit. There's a process to all this with WordPress and all of that. And the little widget in the corner, it caches, so it takes an hour or so to update. I could flush the cache if I could find it. I know how to flush the cash with the Debosch calendar and some other stuff. It's just a matter of looking it up. And I did get some sleep last night. It wasn't a... I've never slept all the way through the night ever in my life. It's not apnea. At least I don't think it is. Add that to the list. So I'm just rambling here. If you feel like rambling in your story, go right on ahead. Disk space remaining for recording. 239 hours and 23 minutes. No, I don't think that. That's just funny. So, yeah, imagine a song that goes that long. You'll be asking for Freebird pretty soon enough. So it's a little foggy out. I went for a little drive around the block. Walked across the street, took some photos in the fog. And last night, I'm pretty sure people were setting off firecrackers and whatever, which is why I woke up when I did. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief. So, one more thing. Ever since Audacity upgraded to the point where all the effects were in submenus, I can't remember which ones go in which. Amplify, fade out, change pitch, noise reduction. I don't know. I'm sure there's a way to customize it. I guess I should look that up. I'll write it down to look up later, which I never do. Anyway, that's it for the post note. Although I probably should also complain about Windows 11. I've disabled the Microsoft Teams pop-up shortcut, the trackpad gesture, and it comes back. I guess Microsoft knows that you can alter the registry to remove that, and they really want to push Teams. So thank you for the adware. And I originally went from 10 to 11, thinking that I could get the editor back for videos, you know, the classic editor. Nope. Doesn't seem to be working. Windows 11, I mean, they should just put alpha after it. Here's to Windows 12, which will probably be better in some ways and worse in a lot more. Anyone want to go back to XP?